You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the speculation and the 24-hour coverage of this plane crash is nauseating. I really feel terrible about those who've lost their lives. And, of course, I feel terrible for their families also. It was a terrible thing that happened. But it does not warrant 24-hour day coverage. It does not warrant all the speculation and absolute bullshit, inane questions, the most ridiculous desensitization of the American people that's ever occurred in history is occurring on a regular basis. Happened with the Waco thing. It happened with Oklahoma City. It happened with the bombing of the World Trade Center. It's happening. It happened with the crash of the plane in the swamps. It's happening now. And they're just getting everybody ready for just a lot of killing. And by the time it happens, nobody will care how many people have died or who it was or anything else, because they won't have any feelings left. They'll be totally and completely desensitized, and that's really what this is all about. And if you don't think anything like that's going to happen, folks, I'm going to bring you up to speed on some things tonight, and maybe then you might appreciate what I'm trying to tell you a little bit better. Don't go away. I'll be right back. In the meantime, you can listen to this song that was kind of a song and narration that was requested by one of our listeners. And we're going to close the broadcast tonight with another request from one of our listeners.
Have changed and men have feared. We must go back. We must find God. In our hands we have, in God we trust. In our hearts is what's best for us. We have left our morals down in the dirt, and all around is a world of hurt. We must go back. We must find God. The fight we have is in the minds of men. We are surrounded by death and sin. We've lost the fight, and Satan won. We are being judged. We must return. Brothers, kneel and pray today. It's up to you. Grass on its way. Things can change, but do your part. America has lost her heart. The blessings are gone. We are not free. We don't control our destiny.
Nation, give your hand. We see.
Well, I don't know about you, but that sort of gets to me. It's I'm going to tell you how you might be able to get a hold of this. It's a whole album. It's called Nashville Compilations. Nashville Compilations Summer Edition 96. It's brand new. Nashville Compilations Summer Edition 96. There's an 800 number on this album. I have no idea what the price is. It was sent to me as a not for sale for radio promotion only. And it's the only one of those I've ever received since I've been on the air. You know, normal radio stations that play music all the time, they get all their music as promotions from all the record companies. This is the first one that I've ever received. And I like that one selection. It's called God Holds This Nation. The number is 1-800-222-6784, if you're interested in getting a hold of that. 1-800-222-6784. Tell them you're interested in the CD Nashville Compilations Summer Edition 96. Once again, 1-800-222-6784. Now, I'm going to read you some newspaper articles. Then I'm going to read you the explanation from Washington, D.C. Those of you who know how to put two and two together and come up with four will understand all of this and what it's about. Those of you who can't, you're going to be the victims of all of it. This is from the Daily News, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Tuesday, June 4th, 1996. When it happened, we had all the reports, but we wanted to make sure that we got the Pentagon response, the Washington response, before we did anything on the air. We now have it. And we have a stack of these newspaper articles concerning this one incident, that's probably about 3 inches high. And letters from people who live in the area and all kinds of things. Quite an extensive collection covering this. U.S. Army conducts maneuvers is the headline by William Kampfer, Daily News staff writer. Light sleepers from McKeesport to McKees Rocks likely had fitful nights as low-flying helicopters buzzed over rooftops in much of the region. Curious callers flooded early morning radio talk show lines last night looking for answers, but largely got conjecture as local authorities remained tight-lipped. Answers began trickling out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina this morning. Beginning last night and continuing through Saturday, the United States Army will conduct military exercises in the Pittsburgh area involving ground and air personnel, according to Lieutenant Colonel Kenneth McGraw, public affairs officer at the Army's Special Operations Command. Apparently, the maneuvers extended to McKeesport as employees at Camp Hill Corporation spotted low-flying helicopters around the roundhouse building of the mill site, according to President Walt Rankin. Military personnel would not confirm the information, and the Daily News received conflicting reports about whether the choppers touched down in the area. According to McGraw, the Army routinely conducts drills in all types of environments in order to prepare soldiers for any situations, including maneuvers in rural and urban settings. This was one of those routine training operations, McGraw said. Most such operations can be conducted on property owned by the United States government, lessening any inconvenience for the public. But the current exercise, McGraw said, is designed to train soldiers in military tactics in an urban setting. Such drills, he said, are best conducted in an actual populated city because the Army's training facilities cannot replicate the setting, especially for pilots. Officials stated as many as 14 helicopters are available in the region, but likely won't all be in operation at once. McGraw also stated that all air exercises are in accordance with FAA regulations and occur at an altitude of between 500 and 1,000 feet. And just off the record here, and for the record, I'm going to tell you that he lied. He is a barefaced, bald liar. All of the witnesses said that these helicopters were hovering at rooftop level, landed in several areas, were flying well below 500 feet all over the city, scared the living daylights out of thousands and thousands of people. And they routinely lie about this. But let me continue with the rest of this article. The Army released no figures on the numbers of ground troops involved in the operation, but indicated all were active duty personnel and that blank ammunition would be used for training. McGraw stated that for air exercises, the command attempted to keep air routes away from populated areas and tried to notify people in affected areas between 2 to 4 hours prior to exercises through their local police departments. Another bald-faced lie. He goes on, past experiences with curious sightseers, he said, dissuaded officials from giving more advanced notice to residents. He's telling the truth there, because if they'd had advanced notice, they would have told no. They would have told him no. Well, looks like we lost the satellite again. Looks like we lost the satellite. I'm trying to reconnect now. Well, folks, I don't know what happened. Again, we were knocked off the satellite. Annie, how long were we off? Just a few seconds? Okay, I'm going to back up and continue this. Looks like somebody, the National Security Agency and the Central Intelligence Agency, do not want me to be broadcasting these things to the American public. I'm the only one that gives you the truth about the New World Order and the truth about who's running this country and what they have planned for us. And so these things happen quite a bit to the hour of the time. Just bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow I am going to burn the ears off of the owners of this satellite network. And this crap is going to stop, or they're not going to get paid. Simple as that. Okay, officials stated as many as 14 helicopters are available in the region, but likely won't all be in operation at once. McGraw also stated that all air exercises are in accordance with FAA regulations and occur at an altitude of between 500 and 1,000 feet. It's a barefaced lie. McGraw is a liar. I'll call him a liar to his face. I'll call him a liar on the airwaves around the world. All of the witnesses that contacted us and the newspaper articles that told the truth said that these helicopters were buzzing homes and buildings at rooftop level and landed in several areas. He continues, the Army released no figures on the numbers of ground troops involved in the operations, but indicated all were active duty personnel and that blank ammunition would be used for training. McGraw stated that for air exercises, the command attempted to keep air routes away from populated areas, another lie, and tried to notify people in affected areas between 2 to 4 hours prior to exercises through their local police departments, another barefaced lie. Past experiences with curious sightseers, he said, dissuaded officials from giving more advance notice to residents. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth, because if the residents had known what these people were going to do in their communities, they would have told them, hell no, you ain't going to go here for your training. It is also against the law for the military to conduct training in civilian communities and scare and frighten civilian American citizens of any state or of any territory. They're supposed to conduct their exercises on their own property, if they can find any that they legally own. They're liars, barefaced liars. McGraw, you're a liar. And if you want me to call you a liar on national television during prime time in Times Square to your face, I'll do it. And if you want to sue me, go ahead, because I can prove every statement that I'm making. McGraw stated that for air exercises, the command attempted to keep air routes away from populated areas. You see, they've been doing this all over the country, ladies and gentlemen, not just in Pennsylvania. All over the country. It is usually confined to the local news. It is never reported on the Communist News Network, the Communist Broadcasting System, the Allied Broadcasting Communists, or the National Broadcasting Communists. He goes on, still despite precautions, some residents likely were disturbed by the operations. He said that's an understatement. Sometimes people who live on these flight routes hear the noise, McGraw said. We apologize for any inconvenience we cause people. That's certainly not our goal. The Army coordinated the operation with local police departments, which will cordon areas to be used for drills. That's another lie. It is coordinated with local police departments who don't say a word to anybody, don't give any warning, don't even tell the cop on the beat, period. And they do not cordon off any of the areas that are used for these exercises. They never have, that we've been able to determine. He goes on, McKeesport Police Chief Thomas Carter declined comments this morning on the matter, stating he could not confirm any military operation in the area. He also is a barefaced liar. And why the American public is putting up with this, I don't know. You see, these operations are practice. These are practice for the disarmament and the subjugation of the American people when they overtly suspend the Constitution and establish their one-world totalitarian government. They had other maneuvers planned. You see, this was supposed to go on over several days and several nights. But in the Daily News, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Wednesday, June 5th, 1996, public outcry leads to suspension of planned maneuvers. Skies were quiet last night in McKeesport and throughout the region as the U.S. Army canceled planned maneuvers in the area in the wake of public outcry about not being informed about the exercises. The public outcry, ladies and gentlemen, was not just about being not informed about the exercises, but that the exercises were taking place at all in civilian communities, firing weapons, setting off explosions, hovering helicopters at rooftop level over civilian residences. It's a wonder some people didn't die of heart attacks. Continues, Monday night, low-flying helicopters and make-believe gunfire jolted unsuspecting people from their beds and flooded many emergency dispatch centers and early morning radio talk shows with the panicked and perplexed. Reports this morning indicate the Army's Special Operations Branch temporarily suspended exercises, which were slated to continue in selected areas through Saturday because of confusion it caused in the civilian populace. The report indicated operations may resume at specific sites. On Monday, one woman went into labor, and countless others phoned police as helicopters carrying special Army units training for urban combat swooped low over the city. Worried residents, unaware the commotion was only from blank ammunition, phoned police. Now, what kind of people are these, ladies and gentlemen? I have to ask this question. Here are helicopters, black helicopters. It states that they were black helicopters in these articles. They're hovering at rooftop level, firing weapons. Now, what kind of people are these who did not go out and return the fire at these jerks and shoot them right out of the air? Because that's exactly what would have happened if they did it in my neighborhood. You see, those people could not tell that those were blanks. They weren't told that this was going to happen. It's against the law to do it in the first place. And here you are in your home, peacefully sleeping. The next thing you know, your house is rattling. Things are falling off the walls. Kitchen cupboards are flying open and dishes are falling out because there's a helicopter on your roof. And they're firing weapons. And you hear all this gunfire going on top of your roof. What kind of people allow that to happen? Because I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, one of these days in the near future, it's not going to be blanks. If you're not ready to deal with it, if you deal with it like these people have dealt with it, you may be one of the dead. I can't believe that this is happening in America, and Americans are just accepting it. This is Hitler stuff. This is Nazi Germany bullshit. What is the matter with you, America? Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not talking to America. Maybe America disappeared a long time ago. Maybe this is the shearing pens en route to the slaughterhouse. Maybe I'm just talking to a great herd of sheeple. One caller said the noise was so loud it sent his wife into labor. Approximately 200 ground troops, helicopter crews, and support teams drilled from just after dark until about 1 a.m., said Lieutenant Colonel Kenneth McGraw of the Army Special Operations Command at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Army and public safety officials went door-to-door to alert people in the affected areas a few hours before the maneuvers began, McGraw said, but not everyone was informed. It's impractical to think that you're going to go to virtually every place that helicopters will overfly, McGraw said. He said the officials decided against announcing the war games publicly for fear of attracting unmanageable crowds of onlookers. And that's more lies, more bullshit. They didn't announce the war games publicly because the public would not allow it if they had known beforehand. What amazes me is that not knowing beforehand and being confronted in the middle of the night with helicopters hovering all over your neighborhood, firing weapons down toward your homes and toward the people, and landing troops and troops running around firing weapons and setting off bombs, why they accepted it, why they didn't do anything about it other than make a big outcry that causes a suspension of the rest of the maneuvers. These people should be hauled into court and prosecuted as criminals, because that's exactly what they are. They're Nazi, Gestapo, jackbooted thugs. And they are practicing and training and preparing for the real thing in our cities, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they're practicing in our cities, all across this country. And where we could gain enough information about these exercises, I have revealed them to you just as I am doing tonight in the past on the Hour of the Time. One was conducted in Yuma, Arizona. One was conducted in Chicago, Illinois. One was conducted in a little island beach community in the southeast coast. And many, many more. All over Houston, Texas, these maneuvers took place. And I could go on and on and on and on. Now listen to this. Army and public safety officials went door-to-door to alert people in the affected areas a few hours before the maneuvers began, McGraw said, but not everyone was informed. Again, this is a barefaced lie. No one went door-to-door to alert anyone in the affected areas at all, ever. He continues, it's impractical to think that you're going to go to virtually every place that helicopters will overfly, McGraw said. Truth is, they didn't go anywhere, to any places, to alert anybody. They didn't care. He said the officials decided against announcing the war games publicly for fear of attracting unmanageable crowds of onlookers. 9 Black Hawk and smaller reconnaissance helicopters joined in the exercise. The ground explosions, all from training-type munitions, were included to add realism to the drills, McGraw said. Well, thank you very much, Mr. McGraw. Nobody knew about it. For all the populace knew, there were real explosions. In any case, they should have defended themselves. is another one from the Observer in Pennsylvania, June 12th, 1996, page 7. Black copters over Pittsburgh. Washington, 9 Army helicopters swooped into Pittsburgh in the middle of the night last week and turned parts of the city into war zones, complete with the sounds of explosions and gunfire that frightened residents and sent one pregnant woman into labor. 50 of the 70 soldiers involved in the urban warfare training exercises, all members of the Green Berets, which is Bobo Gritz's old outfit. And you think he doesn't know anything about this? Boy, are you in for a rude awakening. What do they call patriots and militia members? What do they call them today, ladies and gentlemen? They call them terrorists. Do you know that Delta Force was established as an anti-terrorist organization? Study its history. Old Bobo was one of its commanders. Read my book that was written 6 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. In it, I said that this would happen and that patriots would be labeled as terrorists. And in the New World Order, they would be considered to be suffering from a psychotic illness. All members of the Green Berets dropped from the helicopters in 4 urban areas using a special rope. They slid down as if it were a fire pole, an army official said. One witness said he heard the choppers firing at an empty warehouse in a section of northeast Pittsburgh near a stretch of railroad tracks and produce yards. More than 100 people called Pittsburgh Police Department 911 operators soon after the exercises began about 10 p.m. Monday. Many more jammed the airways on local and national radio shows. One Pittsburgh resident called talk show host Rush Limbaugh on Tuesday to see if he knew anything about black helicopters involved in the strange maneuvers over his city the night before. Mr. Limbaugh said he did not, but was filled in by a caller from the Federal Aviation Administration. The exercises, conducted by the United States Army Special Operations Command, based at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, were to have continued all week, but were promptly canceled after the outcry. The spokesman for that unit, Lieutenant Colonel Ken McGraw, said similar training has been conducted in other U.S. cities, including Los Angeles, Dallas, Miami, and Detroit, with few complaints. In the past, we received complaints, but we received more complaints on this one than for any other exercises we've conducted. That's not true, ladies and gentlemen. They received a million. I may be exaggerating a little bit. I don't know exactly how many complaints they received, but I know they received an awful lot of complaints from the citizens of Chicago when that exercise took place, and also from the citizens in the southeast United States when they invaded the little beach city. Helicopters actually landed in people's yards down there. Tore things up. Literally. In the past, we received complaints, but we received more complaints on this one than for any other exercise we've conducted, Colonel McGraw said. One of the 911 callers, unaware there was no real danger involved, told police the commotion sent his wife into labor. We canceled Tuesday's operations to reevaluate what we could accomplish and not cause further disruption. We concluded there was very little that could be accomplished, Colonel McGraw said. Apparently, the noisy training exercises were still going on in at least one part of the city at 2 a.m. Tuesday. Grocer Joseph Zaccaro said his son-in-law, Robert Goetz, watched and heard the choppers firing at an empty warehouse in the Strip District in northeast Pittsburgh at that time. My son-in-law was in the produce yards picking up produce at 2 a.m., and he said the noise was unbelievable, Mr. Zaccaro said in a telephone interview, adding, there was a 50-gallon drum, about a third full of water, sitting on the railroad docks, and my son-in-law said the backwash from the helicopter propellers was so strong that it moved the drum at least 6 or 7 feet and off the dock. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you show me any helicopter in the inventory of the United States military forces that can do that from 500 feet, and I'll give you $500. Colonel McGraw disputed that claim, saying he spoke with someone who participated in the exercises who said the choppers returned at 2 a.m. These guys are the biggest liars that I don't know how they can look themselves in the mirror in the morning. I really don't. Calls about the helicopter maneuvers dominated talk shows last. KA Radio in Pittsburgh, with many callers asking why the Army was conducting such exercises. I wonder what the answer was. Let's see if we'll get it. Colonel McGraw explained, the Special Operations Force has to be able to deploy in any place in the world at a moment's notice. The only way you can train for urban development is to train in that environment. But some organizations, including militia groups, have used sightings of black helicopters as proof that foreign troops are operating on United States soil, or that U.S. soldiers are being trained to attack Americans. And that is exactly the truth. Colonel McGraw said the helicopters that flew over Pittsburgh were dark olive green, not black. That, again, is not true. I have seen the black helicopters with my own eyes, ladies and gentlemen. I was in several places and have seen them. I have seen them harass people over the Tickaboo Valley outside of Area 51. I have seen them land at Gallup, New Mexico. In this particular incident, there were seven. They were all painted flat black, not dark olive drab, as these liars continue to tell us. All of the people who witnessed this incident in Pittsburgh have reported to us that these helicopters were not dark olive green, but were solid black. When you have so many witnesses to one incident, ladies and gentlemen, you have to believe what they say, whether you want to or not. These people saw it. This article, the headline is Black Copters Over Pittsburgh. Tom Maher, a talk show host on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia, who expected to discuss the incident on his program, said, this is a communications problem for the Army. But invariably, the black helicopter crowd comes out of the woodwork with their radical conservative agenda, spreading rumors that the Pentagon is ready to point its guns at American citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, who is this guy Tom Maher? You see, when they conducted this exercise, the Pentagon did point its guns at American citizens. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Who is this propaganda artist, Tom Maher, a talk show host on WWDB Radio, who doesn't even understand that this whole thing was caused? The communications problem for the Army was caused because the Army did point its guns at American citizens! And why haven't you people in Pennsylvania taken this jerk to task over this? Why is it that I seem to be the only one in this country that understands what this stuff means? Tom Maher, a talk show host on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia, who expected to discuss this incident on his program, said, the black helicopter crowd comes out of the woodwork with their radical conservative agenda, which means he's got to be a flaming liberal communist puke-faced Marxist lying scum. Spreading rumors that the Pentagon is ready to point its guns at American citizens when they just did it. They just did it the night before. Oh, America, you continue to amaze me. You are so stupid. It is absolutely inconceivable. Many callers to Pittsburgh stations wanted to know why they weren't notified of the exercise. Well, they should be asking that, but they should be asking more why the exercise was ever conducted on them and their city in the first place. Colonel McGraw said police and residents living in the immediate vicinity of the four sites in Pittsburgh were notified several hours before the exercises began. That, again, is a lie. Police were notified. The citizens were not. He said he does not know if commercial establishments were also warned. No, they were not warned. Nobody was warned, except for local officials. He goes on, we don't put out any broad, sweeping statement announcing such exercises that covers everybody, he said. We don't want to unnecessarily alarm people for what might take place. What he means is he doesn't want the nation to know what he's doing. And that's the truth of the matter. And he goes on, and we don't want to create a commotion by having a lot of people wanting to observe the training, which has the potential to create a worse public safety situation. Which is an admission that they created a public safety situation. Because he's saying that if people came to watch, it would be a worse public safety situation. And Colonel McGraw defended the urban training, saying the training is crucial and no mishaps have occurred. Well, you can't defend the training, McGraw. You've got urban settings, mock-ups on military bases around this country, and they don't resemble anything that can ever be found in any foreign nation. They resemble small town and big city USA. They do not resemble Mogadishu. They do not resemble anything in Pakistan. They do not resemble a London town. They do not resemble anything that you're going to find in any Eastern Bloc country or in Bosnia or in Haiti or in Panama or anywhere else that you've wreaked havoc. You have built on military bases across this country, including Fort Polk, Louisiana, including Camp Pendleton in California, and many others. Mock-up of American urban areas, small town and big city. And if you need practice to come after us, that's where you should be practicing. Because I'm going to tell you one thing right now that you better understand. One of these nights you're going to fly over the wrong city, with real Americans who live there, and you're going to come down and hover over their rooftops, and you're going to start firing your guns, and they're going to come out and blow you right out of the sky. And then they're going to spit right in your face. And that's the truth. And you better understand it before it happens. Nobody wants anything like this to occur, but you're going to make it happen with your stupidity. You do not attack Americans with helicopters. I don't care if you're firing blanks or shooting BB pistols or firing swing shots. If it sounds like a gun, sooner or later, real Americans are going to take their weapons and they're going to shoot back at you, and they're not going to stop until you're down. And then you're going to find out what urban warfare is really all about. I'm not telling anyone to do this. I'm not urging anyone to do this. I am warning you that someone in this country is going to do it, because that's the way Americans respond traditionally to being attacked in the middle of the night and people firing guns at them. Apparently, you may have forgotten what America is and who Americans are and how they've reacted to such things in their history. Of course, you'd like to take our guns away so that you can do these with real bullets and nobody will ever fire back at you. Isn't that true, Mr. McGraw? Isn't that true, Mr. Nazi Crash Willie? He pointed out that the military operations in Panama during the Bush administration involved operations in urgent urban areas such as Panama City. Likewise, in Operation Desert Storm, operations were conducted in Kuwait City, he said. I urge you all to get the videotape of the truth about what happened in Panama and see what these people really did in urban areas, where nobody was firing at them, nobody did anything to them. They literally murdered thousands and thousands of people, decimated, destroyed large sections of civilian housing where there were no enemies there
fighting them whatsoever. And most of them were poor people who didn't have any guns to begin with. Couldn't buy one if they wanted one. I forget the name of that videotape, but it's available if you look for it. He says the training involves putting in ground troops to secure and clear buildings, the colonel said. We've trained in jungles, deserts, and mountains, and with increased urbanization, we are being deployed in cities, and so are training in cities, Colonel McGraw said. Well, Mr. McGraw, I don't know how you got to be a colonel, attacking American cities and scaring American citizens because you need some training. I would venture to say that you needed a lot of training before anybody made you a colonel, because you don't know how to use your head yet. And you're a barefaced liar to boot. He goes on, there are some urbanized areas that have been specially built on military bases for that purpose. Here he admits what I have just told you a few moments ago. There are some urbanized, and I'm quoting, this is a quote directly from his mouth. Colonel McGraw said, quote, there are some urbanized areas that have been specifically built on military bases for that purpose, end quote. Now here's what he says. But they lack high-rise buildings, and their lighting conditions differ from those in actual cities, he said. So what, McGraw? Why don't you build some high-rise mock-up buildings with your billions of dollars that we give to the Pentagon to do this stupid stuff with, and make the lighting look like a city? You know, you're a colonel. I think you could figure out how to do this, couldn't you? I mean, if you really got some brains, couldn't you figure out how to make your own cities on your military bases look like what you need them to look like to do your stupid wacko training? And then he says, besides, if you train in the same area over and over again, it becomes routine. So we look for urban areas that offer realistic challenges and which are as safe as possible. Which means Americans that won't shoot back. I guess that's what he means by safe as possible. Maybe that's why they don't do it over here, over my city. They do it out in the country around here, but they make it out. They take great pains to stay away from the residents who live out here in the rural areas of Arizona, because they know us. They know us. Wouldn't it have been something if during World War II, every American unit that was going to go off and fight Hitler and the Japanese went through all the American cities and countryside and practiced before they went? Wouldn't it have been something if we'd have done that before we went to Vietnam? All the millions of us that went, if we'd have just attacked city after city after city until we got it right, then maybe we would have won that war. What do you think, guys? Huh? You see, this is wrong. It's not only wrong, it's illegal. And they lie about every aspect of it. Oh, we conduct our exercise between 500 and 1,000 feet. Well, if that's true, Mr. McGraw, how are you landing those guys down on the ground? Are you making them climb down a rope 500 feet long? I don't think so. I think you're a bare-faced, bald-ass liar. And I think I've got enough witnesses to prove it. In fact, I know I have. More than enough. The exercises in Pittsburgh included loud blasts that were heard coming from machines simulating the sound of explosions. They weren't machines, folks. They're actual charges that are set off like huge firecrackers. And there are blanks used in the rifles and machine guns that sound exactly as if they have bullets in them. Colonel McGraw said small breaching charges are normally used to blow open doors during such exercises, and said he assumes that was the case in Pittsburgh. You see, he admits it wasn't a machine simulating the sound of explosions. They tell a lie, and then they tell the truth. Sometimes they tell the truth. soldier participants fired guns with blanks in American cities with no warning. Americans have turned into nothing but wimps. I'm telling you this right now. You see, because someday it's going to be real. And you're going to react in the same way, and you're going to end up dead. And remember what I told you. If you think I'm an idiot, you think I'm a Looney Tune, wacko, conspiracy freako, you just remember when it happens that I told you so and you ignored me. But don't come back and apologize, because then it'll be too late and I'll smack you right in the mouth just as hard as I can. The helicopters fly in compliance with FAA regulations. And Colonel McGraw said those involved in the Pittsburgh operation generally flew at altitudes 500 to 1,000 feet above the ground. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? You see, because earlier here he said they landed troops, and some of them shinnied down ropes. And I guarantee you they didn't do it from 500 feet. This man is a liar. And the American people are stupid for believing his lies. And that makes a lot of people stupid, because generally everybody believes it. Colonel McGraw said urban training will definitely continue, but he feels it's unlikely it will resume in Pittsburgh. Is your city next? Is your city next? And if it is, what are you going to do about it? And are they going to be blanks, or are they going to be real bullets? And how are you going to know until you see somebody drop dead? You see, these are the questions you should be asking yourselves. And you should inform your police chief and your mayor and your city council and your county supervisors and everybody else that you can think of that under no circumstances are they ever to allow any military exercise to be conducted in your cities or in your countryside, on your farms, on your land at all. Tell the military to get its butt back on its own property and keep it there. But Walter Sokolsky, also a Special Operations Command spokesman, said the command is reevaluating the training exercises in light of the Pittsburgh response to determine if some sort of general advance information should be issued without providing specific dates and times training is scheduled. They've made that statement after they have done the same thing in many other American cities, and they have never, never informed anyone in advance. According to information received in the April issue of Defense Supply News, a Pentagon publication, an alarming story said that the United States Marines are being divided into two distinct parts. One part will be permanently assigned to the United Nations. The second part is now being trained in urban warfare and will be deployed in 1977 to patrol cities and disarm United States citizens. That is a direct quote from the Observer, printed in Pennsylvania, June 12, 1996, page 7. It is the last paragraph of a story entitled Black Copters Over Pittsburgh. And let me read this to you again. But according to information received in the April issue of Defense Supply News, a Pentagon publication, an alarming story said that the United States Marines are being divided into two distinct parts. One part will be permanently assigned to the United Nations. The second part is now being trained in urban warfare and will be deployed in 1977 to patrol cities and disarm United States citizens. I'm going to say this again. This is a story from the Observer in Pennsylvania, page 7, June 12, 1996. This is a Pennsylvania newspaper, a respected establishment newspaper. And now the answer from United States Special Operations Command Washington office, from USSOCOM Captain Preston Johnson to Representative Doyle's office And he said, sir, I also included a list of some of the people and offices briefed on the exercise in the month before it occurred. In this case, there was not a notice in the paper before the exercise. Please call me if there's anything else you need. They admit in here that they never notified anybody except public officials. Public Affairs Guidance for Special Operations Training in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, statement. Elements of the United States Army Special Operations Command are conducting routine training in military operations in an urban environment in the Pittsburgh area. The training involves both ground and aviation elements and has been thoroughly coordinated with Pittsburgh area public safety officials. The training is scheduled to continue until the 8th of June. Special operations forces must be able to deploy at a moment's notice to conduct operations worldwide, to be prepared to successfully conduct military operations in all environments. Special operations must train in all environments. Because of the increasing urbanization of the world, urban areas are just one more environment in which special operations forces must train. All exercises of this nature are planned in conjunction with local public safety officials. Prior to the exercise, we conduct a thorough risk assessment and safety study to ensure that all risks are minimized for the civilian population and the soldiers involved in the exercise. Safety is our number one priority. That's it. That's their answer. That's the whole ball of wax. And you people had better wise up. Because if you don't, nobody's going to be able to help you. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been trying to warn you and open your eyes and open your ears and make you pay attention and understand for years, and I have documented every single thing that you have ever heard on this broadcast. It has been thoroughly sourced and documented, and every one of you can go and find those publications and those documents and those laws and those treaties and those federal registers and those congressional records and those speeches made by those quoted. So why don't you? And if you do, why don't you take it seriously, and why aren't you getting ready, and why aren't you on the battlefield with us helping to stop what is surely coming? And those of you who are Christians, I think you better start paying attention to Tex Mars, because he's the only honest one out there that I've found that's telling you the truth, and he's been severely chastised and slapped down by the establishment Christian church in this country. You know, the Freemason-led Southern Baptist Church, all the ecumenicals, Pat Robertson, Paul Crouch, Jerry Falwell, all of those, they don't want to hear from Tex Mars because Tex Mars tells you the truth. You wouldn't believe me about Bogrites. Tex Mars wouldn't believe me either. Until he found out the hard way, and now he's exposed rights. Are you listening to him? And in his latest Flashpoint newsletter, which you should all have a copy of, I'll give you a number to call so that you can get a copy of it, or you can send in a contribution to help Tex Mars' ministry. The Scandal of Christian Ghostwriting. This is a dynamite article. It blows the lid off of your hypocritical, lying preachers that you're all following, that you're all listening to and believing. Most of the books that they write, they don't write, and they're not written by Christians. Tex Mars names names here. He names the people who supposedly wrote the book, that you think you wrote the book, that you have in your Christian bookshelf, and then he names who really wrote it and tells you who they are. And it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Some of them are homosexual activists. Some of them are New Age religion preachers. Some of them are convicted felons who are... Well, you need to read this. Let me give you the number. And the only reason I'm telling you this is because you're being deceived. You see, if these people put their name on the book, I wouldn't care, and neither would Tex Mars. But you're being lied to and deceived by the people that you look to for leadership. and that you think are telling you the truth and teaching you how to be good Christians and teaching you the truth about Christianity, instead they're leading you down the primrose path to the bottomless pit of perdition. And if you're a real Christian and you believe in it and you follow these people, you're going right straight to hell. If you're not a Christian and you don't believe it, unless the Christians turn out to be right, you don't have to worry about it. But let me tell you, this is not a religious show, and I'm not telling you that you should condemn homosexuals or anybody else. That's not what I'm all about. I'm telling you that you're being lied to and deceived, and that Tex Mars has exposed it. Let me give you the number, if I can find it. I know it's here, so we just gave it to somebody else. Holy smokes, where is it? Okay, here it is. 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Once again, 1-800-234-9673. When you call that number, tell them that you'd like to receive a copy of Tex Mars' newsletter called Flashpoint that has the story in it on the scandal of Christian ghostwriting. Tell them that you'd also like to receive the issue of Flashpoint, which covered the Bogrites, the truth about Bogrites. And when you get that, then you can order the tapes that Tex has made about Bogrites, exposing Bogrites and Bogrites' own words, just like I've done on this radio broadcast many, many times in the past. And as I told you at the beginning of the broadcast, this last thing going out is a request made by a listener who sent in the tape. They made the request actually on the air, then sent me the tape. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you.
Hey, America, it's time to wake up. Hey, America, you got to wake up. Well, Uncle Sam, he's knowing we're headed to civil war. And he's got his new world order knocking at our door. Well, I think that we've been taken. Your fears that we've been deceived. Well, you tell that we're mistaken, but that's not the way it seems. Don't you know that it's time to wake up? Hey, America, aren't you fed up? With the waking to go, and hearts are ready to show the way to feel. Well, it says we the people are all out of Bill of Rights, but I wonder when the sheeple will ever see the light. You tell us we got freedom, and you say that we got peace, but that's what you want to feed us, to your image of the peace. Well, don't you know that it's time to wake up? Hey, America, aren't you fed up? With the way things are going, and aren't you ready to show them?